Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
All right, it's Mraz and Bogus here. DA on a little paternity. DA. Happy Friday. It's a Target Demo Friday. Go check out the meme at Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogus on Twitter. It's me staring at WFAN as a girl while DA looks on. Let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, and why you hate me for leaving the show at the end of the month. All right. We've done a lot of NBA draft, but still a big weekend of Major League Baseball. Cherry O London takes part two this weekend, too. No? No good, Bogus?
It was all right.
All right. Joining us now to go around the Major League Baseball slate, 4th of July, not that far away, MLB analyst for DraftKings, DraftKings Sportsbook, Steve Buchanan. Steve, welcome aboard, man. How are you doing?
Gentlemen, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. So right off the bat, we find out Ronald Acuna Jr., Shohei Ohtani, not really a surprise. They're elected All-Star Game starters as that phase starts to come in. You know, two-pronged approach with Ohtani here. Angels are obviously in the mix. They look like they could be a playoff team this year. So shouldn't be a shock that the Angels probably are going to hold on to Ohtani. Do you think there is any possibility that this kind of run this year, if they do make the postseason, that Ohtani actually may stay an Angel?
I mean, that's kind of what he's always wanted, right? Like he said, like he just wants to win. And up until this season, that was not happening at all. Like, I remember last year, the Angels started to go on a little bit of a run, and then they lost, like, what was it, 17 in a row or something like that. They fired Madden after he shaved his head into a mohawk, didn't even get to show anybody. That was awful. But this is all that he's wanted, is just to win. And he's obviously a huge part of that. You know, 24 home runs now. The pitching has been, you know, phenomenal as usual. But it's just going to be, it's going to come down to, are they going to be able to pay this man what they want, what he wants? Because, like, this is going to be a historical contract. Not only can he pitch, but he can hit. He can kind of do everything. So when we're talking about numbers here, are the Angels going to fork over, you know, $600-700 million to keep Ohtani? Somebody's going to. I don't know if it's going to be the Angels, though. That's going to be, I think, the biggest obstacle when all is said and done.
So somebody's obviously going to. Is there any argument against giving him $550, $600, $700 million?
There's not, because honestly, because like baseball contracts are just so out of hand now at this point, right? Like when you're like baseline, it's like, oh, this guy's going to get over $500 million. And people are like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like, that's just like how insane that these contracts are. And these are for guys that all, they, you know, that either pitching or hitting. None of these guys are doing both for Major League Baseball. So I don't think it's crazy to think about that. I think that's a reasonable number to throw out there. But somebody's going to do it because this is like a generational talent. This is like somebody that we're going to talk about from years and years to come. So somebody's going to do it. I just don't know who that is, but I don't think it's unreasonable to think that that type of contract is going to be given to Ohtani when all is said and done.
We had a lead up into the season, Steve, where it was all about rule changes. And one thing that didn't get talked about, I think, a lot was the new balanced schedule. And here we are basically halfway points around Major League Baseball, just about. I mean, teams like the Yankees and Red Sox buried from winning their division. I mean, the White Sox buried down there. The Texas Rangers have a pretty healthy lead on the Astros. The Mariners, who made the playoffs last year, so far back. I mean, the freaking Cincinnati Reds have won 11 games in a row. How do you explain baseball's crazy parity this year?
It's absolutely insane because, like, if you look at the wild card standings, you know, as of this morning, Baltimore is at the top for the American League. Like, I thought that they were going to be a decent team next year or the year after. Not already, but they've just been playing so incredibly well. The Yankees just creep back into a wild card spot for the American League. The Marlins are in the top of the wild card spot. The National League, like, it's just been absolute insanity. And if you look at the teams that are in a current playoff spot right now, it's a lot of teams that didn't even make it last year. Like, you mentioned Cincinnati. The Diamondbacks are at top of the National League West. Like, that was going to be the Dodgers, Padres, and nobody else. Like, it's been wild. But just to talk about, like, that balanced schedule, and I talked about this with the Rays before. When they started the year, they weren't playing a team that finished above 500 until the 18th day of April.
Yeah.
So they were just playing all teams that finished below 500 last year. So they had an opportunity to jump out early and get all these wins and kind of collect those. Now, I didn't think they were going to go on the type of run that they did when, you know, now they're 52-26 and they went on this unbelievable run starting the month of April. But it just kind of shows that, like, you know, if you're playing their division a little bit less, and that's a good thing for someone like the Rays because that was a great division overall, and they're going to be playing some of these, you know, teams that are worse off, like, you know, some of the teams in the National League that are under 500. Some of these teams can take advantage of that. But it has just been crazy. And I fear, though, the one thing that I fear is that when the trade deadline comes around, there's going to be way too many buyers and not enough sellers.
True.
So when teams are looking to acquire those pieces that they need, the price is going to be at a premium for, you know, some guys that are just maybe average this year because there's not going to be enough sellers this year. So it's great that all these teams are competitive in the mix. But when it comes to the trade deadline, boy, oh boy, is the price going to be sky high this year.
And Steve, I guess along those lines, I think was it last year where the Orioles, you know, were in contention but didn't go crazy bringing in new pieces. They didn't want to deviate too much from their long-term plans. Do you think the Reds and the Diamondbacks kind of play it somewhat similar to that, like not go crazy here bringing in pieces because they've got, you know, 2024 and 2025 on their mind?
Yeah, I'm with you 100% too, because like the Reds were never supposed to be in any type of situation like this. You know, they have these are teams that have deep farm systems, and that's because they haven't been competitive for so long. Like when you are the Reds and you have the luxury of being able to bring up somebody like Elly De La Cruz, who's only been in the minors for 2 years or so, to bring him up and he already makes such an instant impact, you're just playing with house money at this point, right? Like this was never supposed to be the plan. So I'm with you here. I don't think that these teams are going to be overly busy in the trade market because they don't really have the assets to move. Because like you mentioned, like there is a long-term plan for teams with like the Cincinnati Reds that, you know, they have these guys, they're growing their prospects and then they're going to bring them up. And that's what the Orioles have kind of been working on for the past few years. If you look at the core of that team, it's all these young guys that are homegrown guys, like, you know, Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. And there's a couple guys we haven't even seen yet, like Heston Kerstad hasn't even been called up yet. He's another homegrown guy that they've been working on. So I feel like maybe the Orioles might be more apt to making a move than someone say the Reds, because I don't know if the Reds are going to be that long-term team this year. It's a great story. I don't want to take away from anything that they've done because they've exceeded all expectations, but I think the Orioles might be more of a position to make some moves rather than the Reds, because the Reds are just like, whoa, how did we end up here all of a sudden? How did this happen? So I think that's how I would see that play out.
And on that note, as far as buyers and sellers and not having, you know, that many teams sell, you know, I could pick off right off five teams that had playoff aspirations we thought would be playoff teams that are under 500 at this point. The White Sox being one, the Mariners, you look out in the NL, the Mets, the Padres, the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, nine games out in their division. We know the White Sox will sell off pieces, but all those other four teams that we all thought probably could be division winners, do you think any of them should be looking to sell at this point?
No way. Like, especially like just for their fan bases alone. Can you imagine if the Padres or the Mets became sellers? Oh my God, the cities would burn at this point. Like, the Padres put in so much money, and the Mets, put in so much money into that roster for this upcoming season, and they're underperforming. Like, there is no way that crazy Uncle Steve is going to wave the white flag when it comes to July. He's just going to buy more pieces, right? The Padres, another thing, like, so much money invested into this team. And yes, they're under 500, but it's like we all keep saying, oh, they're going to put it together at some point. Well, it's almost July. You know, the time for you guys to put it together is starting to run thin. But the team is just so uber-talented that it's like, I don't know, maybe these mega teams that you created just don't click well or something, because there has to be a real explanation why, you know, the San Diego Padres are 36-39 or the Mets are 34-40, despite all the talent from top to bottom on both of these teams. So I cannot imagine that they'll be sellers. Maybe the St. Louis Cardinals will be sellers because they really just feel like they're out of it at this point. You know, they're 10.5 games out of a wild card spot. They have one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. I mean, that team could use some youth on that team, and I think that's where that could come from. But I do not see the Padres or the Mets being sellers at the deadline, despite them being as poor as they are right now.
Steve, it was called so infrequently, I forgot that it was even a rule, the Buster Posey rule, so to speak, at home plate with catchers blocking the path. And then we had it on back-to-back days this week. Was there like a memo circulated to remind us that this thing existed? What's going on here? And they were both wrong, by the way. Both calls were terribly wrong.
It was really wrong because especially the one in Chicago with the White Sox and the Rangers.
Yeah.
I feel like I see that all the time. Right? Like, he's not necessarily blocking the entire lane for, I think it was Elvis Andrews, to slide in. He was just, he had his foot on the plate. And I feel like I see that all the time. So when they started to challenge this, I was like, what are they even challenging? Like, what are they even reviewing here? And then they marked him as safe. And Andrews was, like, elated in the dugout. It was almost like a kid who just got away with lying, and he realized the other kid just got in trouble, and now he's elated that he's going to get away scot-free. I thought that was a horrific call. I understand what the rule states and what the purpose of the rule, because they're trying to avoid catcher collisions and all that, but I just thought that was a horrible, horrible call. So I'm with you. Like, it felt like they were like, oh, by the way, you know, this rule does exist, so make sure that you're implementing this during the game. But it just feels like they were kind of real picky and choosy about when they do it and when they don't. So I feel like the rule is wrong. Let them collide into the catchers if they need to. I feel like that was always part of the game. If it's more of like a concussion thing, then I understand that. But like, there is no like real consistency, I guess, with the rule is what I'm trying to say. So I feel like you either got to go in it completely, or you just have to just forget it altogether, because when you're kind of getting picky and choosy about that, especially when it could be something that could decide a game, you got to get that straight, because it was so awkward and everybody was confused about it. Even it felt like some of the players.
Steve Buchanan, MLB analyst for DraftKings. Steve, I'll leave you with this. In terms of value, obviously we know some of the heavy favorites there, including the Atlanta Braves. Somebody hands you a $100 bill. You never have to pay it back. Who are you placing money on at the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season to be the World Series champion?
Well, there is a lot of good value out there right now, because, you know, you look at the odds there. There's some really long odds on a lot of these guys right now. I still think that the Houston Astros will figure it out and get back into the World Series there. They're 10-1 right now. They were one of the favorites to win the World Series before the season began. So getting them at 10-1 this late into a season, and that's another team that I think is going to end up acquiring some pieces at the deadline, despite that, because they have the capital to make those moves in the farm system and obviously with the money that they have there. So I think getting them that 10-1 is a really, really nice value right now. And if you really look at some of the other long shots, there has to be a lot that needs to be done for them to even make it there. Like, I like the Blue Jays a lot at the beginning of the season. They're 18-1 right now. It just, there's no clear path for them to even make the playoffs at this point,
right,
with that division and the wild card. So it looks like a good value on paper, but it's like, where's the path for them to make it? So I think the Astros do have that clear path. Getting them at 10-1 right now, those feel like some pretty good odds for a team that's been there and done that.
You can follow Steve Buchanan on Twitter at SBuchanan24. Again, MLB and NFL analyst for DraftKings over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Thanks so much, Steve. Have a good weekend, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thanks, Steve.
And there you have it. And by the way, Bogues, good interest, bad interest. MLB in London this weekend.
I'll take good interest.
Can we give them credit for something? We kill the baseball enough.
Please.
Could you pick a better weekend to do this? We always kill like timing of sports and doing stuff. We're done. NBA finals, we're done. NBA draft, we're done.
Yes.
This is baseball's time to start seizing the summer. And I think this is perfect. I mean, here we go, right? You give yourself a big hit. Now, the problem is the Cardinals and Cubs stink, but you couldn't have predicted both would stink in that kind of rivalry.
They've also announced this morning that next year is going to be Mets-Phillies.
I thought we knew that a month ago.
And we now know officially.
Okay.
Now, MLB has confirmed that it's Mets-Phillies.
Pete, you want to head to that one? Go to Mets-Phillies in London next year?
I'll watch on TV.
Why? If somebody offered you a trip to go to London to see the Mets and Phillies, you wouldn't go?
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. Sure. Yeah, but I'm not paying my own way.
Hey, okay. Guess who's going to be at that game next year?
You?
Andrew Bogus.
No, this doofus to my left.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're half a Mets station. It's in the company. 880 can't send
They're
someone
not
to
sending
do.
Us to London. What
Tiki,
are you, crazy?
Evan, Uber Mets fan.
They're not sending us to London.
All right.
If we are,
our friends in Chicago are there right now.
From the company?
Yeah.
I'm already getting annoyed.
Yeah. Huh.
Why? Wow, I've never been to the Buckingham Palace thing.
The what?
Yeah.
It's a fountain.
Falling up.
The Buckingham Palace thing where the men with the big...
It's a fountain.
The hats that look like the Swiffers. Why do you keep saying the fountain?
Oh, I heard Chicago. I thought you were talking about that.
Bro, we're talking about London.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
the Buckingham Palace thing.
But you said it's a fountain twice.
All right, because in Chicago, there is a Buckingham Fountain. So, for whatever reason, I heard Chicago, and I just put two and two together. I'm late. All right, it's all right.
Focus on the bean over there. I like the bean.
I hate the bean. It was built after I left.
I like the bean. All right. Levy in Arkansas joins us now. Hey, Levy.
Hey, it's Ostrich Eyes.
Yes.
What's going on, Mraz?
What's up, man? How are you?
Doing well. Just heard this week that you're leaving the show, you know.
You just heard this week? Where you been for the last 2 months? We've been talking about it every day.
Yeah, okay. just want to say you guys got something great going on here. DA's really set something up special.
And Sean's ruining it. What?
Do what?
And Sean's ruining it by leaving.
Oh, yes. Of course he is. but I just, you know, want to say that, like, over the years, the laughs aren't going to be replaced. I mean, the Mary and Joseph and the Adam and Eve and the whoopsie and all that.
The whoopsie, that's a new way to put it.
Yeah, the whoopsie, yeah. We're really going to miss you, man. It's been great. I can speak for all the D-Aliens, and especially the Twitch fam. I don't know about the YouTube fam, you know. but the Twitch fam is really going strong for you, Mraz. We're proud of you. Your mom's killing it in the Twitch stream right now, by the way. So
she's back.
This is my new favorite thing.
She's not Shlomo with an Expos head, is that, or is that actual Shlomo?
That was Shlomo, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, just want to say congrats to Mraz, and we're always gonna love you, and can't wait for my Cowboys to see you week one, Mraz. So
I can tell you this, Ostrich Eyes and Levi. Ooh. I'm sorry.
You're good, dude.
You guys are losing week one. Okay.
Okay, we'll see about that. All right.
And just know that you won't be able to talk about it here the Monday after because they're embargoing New York sports, so they're playing the Giants that day.
Oh, no. That's
well,
okay.
When That'll the Cowboys right. win, it'll be...
What are you going to say? The Cowboys beat an unnamed team? You're not even supposed to be given the score.
We can just say the Cowboys won yesterday. Impressive. Huh? Dak threw for this.
I don't know about
Pollard
that.
Pollard ran for that.
Micah
Parsons
that.
Tackled people. That's easy.
Well, Levi, let me ask you. Where the heck were you at Bob's Bar last Friday?
Arkansas.
Well, it was Father's Day.
Not on Friday, it wasn't.
Well, I know, but some of the Twitch guys know my dad's not doing real well right now, geez. So I thought it was very important to be there for him. So, but you guys have gotten me through such hard times with this show. Like, the laughs are immeasurable, and they really help me get through the day. You guys are fantastic. Just love you.
Levi, best wishes to your father. Sorry, I walked into that one trying to be a funny guy. But thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I really appreciate the kind words, man.
Of course. Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, and Cowboys suck. There we go. Nice words from Ostrich Eyes there.
Ostrich Eyes!
Did that moment even happen with you guys, or was that in the early night days?
No, that was Pete laughing in the background.
Yeah, it happened with us. It was like in the middle of our run.
I think I was watching you physically struggle with that through
That's
a little
right.
glass.
That's
Ostrich
right.
Ostrich eyes.
Come on!
Ostrich eyes.
You screwed me. Was that the same one?
Ostrich eyes. Ostrich eyes. Ostrich eyes.
What's the word?
No! No!
No!
No! Come on!
And now here I am. I'm ostrich-ized. Am I? Oh, no. No. What is it? It's not an ostrich, the bird. No. Ostracized.
On the fan.
Come on. Come on, Pete. What now? You screwed me again.
Weekdays at 2 o'clock.
Ostracized.
Poor Tiki Barber.
I mean, seriously, we're going to go all the way back to Tiki wishing he didn't learn how to hold on to the football. So he stayed a fumbler, wasn't that good of a player, didn't have a media career, didn't get hired by the network, didn't get moved to the fan, and then didn't get moved to 2 p.m.
Oh, man. You think he ran well in 2006, just wait till it's 6:30 every day. Be huffing it, man. You're going to see the fastest 200 yards out of a studio you've ever seen.
After about 3 months with you, he'll be calling Joe Shane. Hey, Joe, you got any room in the office?
I'll scout for you. I don't care.
All right, when we come back, are we done with athlete fashion after Grady Dick's suit last night?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would get the tender crisp chicken sandwich. I would take a side of onion rings, and I would then open up the top of the bun and put the onion rings on the sandwich.
Talk about your way.
Yeah, leaving a few onion rings on the side to dip in. I would also make sure I'd have french fries because I like eating onion rings and french fries at the same time with the same bites. And then I would follow it up with a nut. I have to have the long chicken sandwich when I go. And I top it over with their vanilla milkshake, which for some reason at Burger King also tends to be a little thicker than what you would get at a McDonald's. And I think they got a thick shake situation there. So fries, onion rings, long chicken sandwich, tender crisp, and milkshake.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. That's what that sounded like.
I have to have that in the studio now.
Yeah. No, I'm going all health kick on my new hours. Because I feel like sleep is going to be good for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pack myself salads to eat for dinner before I get home.
Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at? I'm being serious.
It's not happening.
Yes, it is.
I know this is
I have
happening.
An opportunity with more sleep to live a much healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, when Evan does the Craig thing and order 500 pizzas and you're not going to have a slice?
Nope.
Okay.
Plus, I've had some talks with people close to me that if I clean up my weight a little bit, there could be more opportunities.
People close to you?
Yeah.
Taylor?
Maybe. Taylor also, by the way, been listening.
Okay.
You know, rides in or whatever, and she's like a sponge. Daddy, you're not friends with the people you work anymore?
That's what it feels like.
Look what you did to Taylor.
Jeez. But we shouldn't cry, though. We need to just drag our big old testicles across the carpet in the newsroom. Sorry, Boomer.
Let's kill an animal for fun.
Yeah. I eat jock straps for breakfast.
Yeah.
You eat jock straps for breakfast?
Yes, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Pete, we'll always have each other.
That's right.
From Taz to Moose, from Feinstein to Gio and Jones.
Well, I mean,
to the DA and Jacalone.
Yes, yeah. Part of the whole thing is the two guys I'm looking at right now I've worked with the longest in my career.
That's right.
Bogush one, Sean two.
This and won't stop Pete directly from hitting me up to speak to students, so I'll tell you that much.
Oh, even more questions now. They're going to know who you are.
We're going to have the show in the classroom.
Yeah. But, Pete, don't worry. As Sean dies before he gets his promotion, he also loves to point out that I don't have a career. Right. So I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Like, I've maxed out, so I'll be here as long as you need.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You can use all your tears on Sean.
Oh, thank you very much.
The least I could do.
Take a choke on that.
Mm.
All right. Now, last night, the Dick family watched their son Grady wear a ruby red, essentially suit, I guess we'll call it.
No, it was just a jacket. Regular black, but tuxedo pants.
Right, so, but what would you call it? A suit jacket, a blazer?
Yeah, it was a jacket with I don't know, was it a full bedazzled shirt as well? Was it a Dickie
on
Grady
Dick?
Dick? But it was all red. It was all sequins. It was the jacket version of the Wizard of Oz shoes. I thought it was amazing.
Did you really?
I thought it was amazing.
It's too much, man.
He looked like he got jumped out of Michael's arts and crafts store.
Right. Like, Dick just shows up there and he's all red. He's all bedazzled. It's too much. I thought Kyle Kuzma's sweater was going to be like the peak of we've had it with fashion. Or when James Harden showed up like one of the people in the Kanye West music video. And now I got Dick rolling through the draft all dressed in a red blazer.
I tweeted this yesterday and I meant it 100%. That might have been the greatest draft ensemble we've ever had.
It's horrible. Now, for
football,
those don't know,
basketball.
He grew up in Wichita.
Right.
He went to Kansas.
Right.
Home of the Jayhawks, Rock Chalk.
Yep.
So, obviously,
in Kansas anymore.
Where does the Wizard of Oz
go?
Kansas.
Oh.
Well, no, they go to see the Wizard. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no. It's just that felt like the same delivery as where does the salt go?
It's the Wizard of Oz. So before Kansas was really overly populated, Dorothy lived there.
Right.
Who?
Early Kansas.
Well, think about when the Wizard of Oz came out. I mean, Kansas, I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't as popular as it was now. Pete Mundo wasn't there yet.
That's true. It all changed when he went there.
Well, yeah. Once you get a Mundo, you've confirmed your population.
George Brett had no idea what Kansas was. I understand that it's Missouri. I get it. Still Kansas City. There's two of them, by the way.
This whole thing, as an aside, I'm thinking of you in the Wizard of Oz.
What, were the Tin Man?
Yeah, you as one of the characters.
I had the oak tag aluminum foil Tin Man costume.
You'd be the lion if you saw a bat.
Towering over all the kids.
With cheese in a box.
Oil me
new,
up.
This was Halloween of 2009.
Yeah.
Sean was in college still. As the Tin Man.
You're seven.
He wears a stupid...
Still not a doctor.
Stupid red jacket. He would theme. I'm not in Kansas anymore because he's going to Toronto.
I thought it was great. I
mean, it's awful,
the
bro.
The only thing I would have subtracted was the shoulder pads. He was too wide. Like, that was a little strange
it's
to me.
It's awful.
But otherwise, it was the perfect combination of, look at me, I've already got a funny name,
Why is his name funny?
The nerdy haircut. I thought it was everything. It was perfect.
Why is his name funny?
Yes.
His name's Grady.
Right.
Okay.
It's a silly name.
I have no issue with that name. It's much better than some of the names, you know, we've had.
Like Mraz.
We don't have Mraz anymore.
Yeah.
Mraz has been retired.
Sean Marash.
Yeah.
I thought it was silly. I just thought it was silly. And honestly, you can't suck now. Grady Dick can't go grind it out in Toronto and be terrible.
Agreed.
Okay. That's his real name.
He put a bullseye on him.
Yeah. Yes. You're always going to know. Oh, that was red bedazzled guy.
Yeah. That's fine. He's got to back it up. I'll agree with that. But I like that was a, what was the old podcast?
He better have courage.
God, his name really is Grady Dick. I thought it was a joke. I love how Greg finds out about sports on this show.
Greg, wait till you find out about Aaron Judge.
Whoa.
He was actually on the same, he followed your buddy Christian Braun, who really is Christian Brown, at Kansas.
That's right.
Really? Another recent Caserta discovery.
A hustler. A Kansas hustler. So, and right, does anybody remember Christian Brown showing up to the NBA draft dressed as the pooch next to Dorothy? What was the name? Toto?
He should have.
Is it Toto or Dodo?
You were right the first time.
Toto.
You're for
and
your
the
sake,
second.
Toto.
Yeah. You're actually sounding
dog,
like a Dodo.
You're the Dodo.
Toto. And then there was what? There was the Lion.
Cowardly Lion.
There was the Tin Man Who Needed the Oil.
Yep.
And hold on, I'm going to get the other
one. Yeah, everybody be quiet. Let it work.
Was it a monkey that flew?
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yes.
One more. You're That's close. Another check mark.
There's four of them, right?
Yeah.
What is the other one? Oh, it's like the guy who does the brown. Is it Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy? Is that where they got it from?
Pumpkinhead, the Browns guy.
Wait a minute.
Where they
wait.
Got it from?
Ichabod
Who's
Crane.
They?
Exactly right.
Ichabod, like that thing.
Recap. Ichabod Crane.
Wait a minute. So a Pumpkinhead, a Lion, a Tin Man,
and the Flying Monkey. But monkey. I think I'm screwed this up. I don't think now that it's Pumpkinhead.
You think?
What's Halloween? Halloween. I'm thinking Halloween.
Jason, Freddy.
Halloween.
Ringo
Halloween,
Starr.
Halloween.
Casper.
Halloween. Damn it. What am I thinking of? Oh, the thing. The thing on the stick.
A kebab?
Yeah.
The thing on
Are
the
Are you
stick.
Helping him, Carlos?
Leave.
Carlos.
I am stretching.
This is not how you do it.
What's the stupid thing for the Wizard of Oz?
Don't help him.
Carlos.
Scarecrow.
All right, so,
he had no heart.
All right, so what are the characters?
He was stuffed with hay.
Seven of them.
Scarecrow.
Okay.
Tin Man.
Right.
Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monkey.
Flying Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Toto. Yellow Brick Road. Oompa Loompas. The Wizard.
Nailed it. The Flying Monkey was essential
Wicked
to
Witch
the entire story.
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Right. There's also the Good Witch. Don't forget about her.
I don't remember the Good Witch. I got to go back and watch The Wizard of Oz.
But yeah, honestly, you might want to brush up a little bit before you go back in there.
Okay.
But Carlos, and for anybody, well, it doesn't matter anymore, but up until July 17th, the game is you stop talking, you sit back, you don't look at him, you give him no hints, no signs.
To be fair,
you just
That
happen.
Carlos stood with his arms out and his hands pointed down. That could have been him telling me it was the Scarecrow or him not realizing he didn't have three sound check clips in the system.
But either guess way. What? He did it, and within 30 seconds, you were screaming Scarecrow.
I got it, though.
And he was nodding at you as you were, like, talking yourself through it.
And somebody just wrote the Scarecrow needed a brain. Who needed the heart?
The Tin Man.
No, the
I thought
lion
the Tin Man
did.
Needed oil.
The Lion was cowardly.
Oh, yeah, cowardly
That's
lion.
That's why he needed the heart.
Cowardly lion.
I thought he needed courage.
That's where the heart comes from.
The monkey needed courage.
Lion feels like he's asking a lot. Well, the monkeys were the bad guys, though, aren't they? They weren't with them. They didn't
they
allow.
They were with the Wicked Witch.
They
yeah.
weren't with the Beatles, right? They were against them.
Right.
Correct.
Like the Stones.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Greg.
Here's Grady Dick again on
yeah.
screen.
Yeah. How about
his,
that?
With his bedazzled jacket.
Look how stupid he looks.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I don't like that.
Yeah. Boy, his family's hopped on a Grady train, huh?
It's not funny.
Yeah. So we heard from top pick Victor Wembanyama. Now let's hear from the two guys who went after him. Alabama's Brandon Miller going second overall to the Hornets.
When I found out, probably at least 2 seconds before they called my name, you know, it's exciting, man. You know, just a dream come true. I've always dreamed of, you know, walk across the stage and, you know, shake that hand and, you know, take the pictures that we did. So it's just all a dream come true, just ready to get to Charlotte.
Last year's SEC.
It's Miller time in Charlotte.
You're really throwing
just
me off
on.
Now.
Morty needs a break.
Good to know.
Last year's SEC tournament MVP averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds for the Crimson Tide. They compare him with LaMelo Ball and 19-year-old guard Nick Smith. From Arkansas, they selected him with the 27th overall pick. Smith had been projected as a potential top 5 pick before a knee injury caused him to miss 19 games last season. Portland listened to offers for the 3rd pick, but nothing materialized, so they went to the G League for Scoot Henderson.
I'm the most prepared player in the draft. You know, that's what I say. So the fact that I went there for 2 years is just taught me so much, you know, on the court as well, but, you know, a lot of things off the court. So, like, I learned how to be a pro off the court, just so much time off and, you know, just trying to find what to do. And I found the hobbies that I like to do. And, Ignite at Night definitely showed me a lot of things that I wouldn't get anywhere else. So.
Scoot said he hopes Damian Lillard will be with them when the new season starts, with the 33-year-old being subject to trade rumors for a while now. And the big trade from two nights ago that I read about this morning that sent Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies and Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics is now getting some reaction. Here's Celtics GM Brad Stevens speaking this morning before the draft continues after having that tough discussion with Smart.
Excuse me, hold on. I'm out a second.
Bro, read that sentence again, please.
Speaking this morning before the draft continues.
No.
Continues when?
It's over?
Yeah.
For one night only.
Yeah, they've done a multiple day event.
No, it's only two rounds. It's not the NFL draft.
Oh. Well, I figured he was awake for the draft this morning. That's
NBA,
why he spoke this
NBA
morning.
The team with the 53-man roster.
Before the draft continues.
Why would he speak on a Friday morning if he
to
wasn't...
To recap the draft.
That was last night only.
Just speak this afternoon then.
Hey, what's to get it done for the day? Why
it's
are we speaking
Friday.
This morning? So why don't we just wait to do the show till 3?
We could have.
Oh, I'm out of here.
If anybody wants to get Sean's job, though, and is producing next week, booking Brad Stevens would be a pretty good get.
Or just letting Greg know how many days the NBA draft is.
Or booking anybody.
I'll put in a request.
So,
but that was a Sean move. It's not knowing when the draft was. It's thinking the draft is something that's not.
I thought it was a multiple day event.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like before, that's like three assumptions. Oh, Brad Stevens is talking live. He must be awake for the draft, which continues shortly with rounds 3 through 8 on NBA TV 2.
So after getting a good night's sleep with the draft now over, GM Brad Stevens spoke this morning about that tough conversation.
Here's a well-rested, not busy Brad Stevens.
With Smart, who spent 9 seasons in Boston.
Very difficult. Very difficult conversations, really hard to do, but, he'll always have Boston for sure. Right. And I mean, I think that Boston really appreciates him and certainly I do, and he knows we'll do anything for him, but it was hard.
Oh, he really shows appreciation for him there. I cut.
You were listening to that?
Yeah.
I'm still laughing at, oh, it's over.
How many people do you think are on an NBA team?
And now back to Peter Caserta.
Before it continues.
Imagine how boring the 3rd and 4th round of the NBA draft would be.
How long did it use? Was it always 2 rounds?
Just to let you know.
It used to be longer, but it was. Yeah. I think it was always. It hasn't been more than 2 in a long time.
I always thought it was 2 days.
It's going to be very hard for Drew Timmy to now not have signed his undrafted free agent contract with the Bucks to get back in the draft tonight. I just thought, you know.
And I have plans to go to that today, too. It's at the Barclays Center. That's not too far from here.
Oh,
you bought the 2-night pass?
The 8th round's in a Stop and Shop.
No, I think the Big Apple Circus is at Barclays already tonight. They packed it up.
Finally, guys, promising news for Deion Sanders, who said in a video yesterday that he won't need his left foot amputated at this time, although he's still set for a procedure today to relieve clots in both of his legs that have caused significant blood flow issues.
Yeah, way to throw in a dark story now. That's horrible. But I guess it's good news, right? He's going to keep the foot.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to lead with, by the way, Deion is having his foot cut off. Yeah. I thought that would be kind of morbid.
No, all right, so good news. Deion keeps his foot.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
I'm so happy that I've made you both laugh like this.
This is going to make me laugh the entire weekend. I love you. Thank you so much.
So, guys, a man in Atlanta.
I got out of having to watch with my wife tonight. Honey, I got to watch rounds 3 through 5 of the NBA draft tonight. I'm going to round out and see if Schwartz is going to get a sneaker from it. Nassau Coliseum.
Should have kept it going.
Oh, I suck.
Agreed.
A man in Atlanta was tired of being rejected by women because of his height. So he underwent leg lengthening surgery that made
Moving
him.
Moving on, we got this ready.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like a month ago.
I just saw it in the Post today.
Maybe it's a different one.
Maybe the surgery continued this morning.
Maybe it's
I don't
a
know.
One. Finish it. Let's see.
That made him an even 6 feet tall for over $81,000. Denzel Seigers, 27, told the New York Post in an email that all my life I struggled as a small person, and no matter what I did to change it, I always felt the same. For years, he researched how to add some height to his frame, but to no avail until he stumbled upon a procedure that would later change his life. Limb lengthening surgery. Towards the end of last year, he had the first of six surgeries, which involved cutting the bone in half,
yeah,
inserting a rod.
Bless you.
It was in the
he
post this morning.
Sean's life shortening procedure.
So I can't speak to this because I Bogus did this. So I don't know where Bogus originally got the story and why the post is late to it.
I mean, I do slightly recall maybe he had he needed a follow-up procedure, and maybe that's what this is being
written. You know, follow-up to soften his bone?
Because he already had one.
Yes, one, first of six surgeries.
Guys,
but
all right.
It's the same thing.
All right. I can't do this after Deion saves a foot, and now this guy's doing leg lengthening surgery.
And we extended the NBA draft.
Also, you questioning, that's good news, right? That he's not having his foot removed.
Well, because it felt like a somber story off the laugh. This show might be better than last Friday's show, and that's saying something.
I don't know what it is.
By the way, stunned to a news, you didn't get to come last Friday. Did you miss it?
Did I miss not being there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really bummed I couldn't go.
We know we didn't pack factor in. I had to send my sister for bagels an hour into the show. Mr. Bagels. But what do you think you missed the most about the show?
Just interacting with the fans, because I couldn't have partied that day. Like, I wasn't able to partake. But it would have been...
Pork might have elbowed somebody to take a picture with you.
Oh, yeah?
You should have seen him. He barreled over Gordon in Vancouver, ended up having to use a walking cane because Moist Pork knocked him over to get a picture with Katie Linendahl.
Wow.
Unbelievable
so
story.
I heard you guys were talking about Knockout Neil.
Yeah, who knocked himself out.
Now, is there a picture of him that I could see? Because I can't put a name to a face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at the big picture with everybody in it.
He's and the one lifting his shirt up and my mom's staring at him.
The guy in front?
Yeah.
Okay. So was he at last year's show? Would I have met him last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Because I just couldn't put a name to a face.
Yeah, he's the one that looks like Bernie Lomax in that picture.
Yeah. That guy.
He looks like him, or he was acting like Bernie Lomax?
Foxy's holding him, and his shirt is lifted up for some reason as my mom's stares at it, and that was the picture we got to submit to the company about how the event went.
Yeah, the one where I'm looking the other way.
Yeah. I hope that makes the station roundup email that we get every Friday.
Yeah.
We don't even get a sentence.
Hey, guys, we've got a new thing called CBS Sports Radio, and one of their shows happened at an old show in the backyard, and Knockout Neil was there.
I'm going to answer Rob not in the 3-2-1 right now. No, I am not auditioning for Mraz's job because I wouldn't be able to talk about the NBA for 6 months.
Yeah.
So clearly it's
we don't talk about the NBA for 6 months.
It's
about 2 months.
It's not in the cards for me.
All right. Well, Greg, enjoy the draft tonight.
We'll do.
All right.
This morning.
Right. Have your eggs. Have
eggs and picks.
Have a good Friday, man. All right. We come back. Your target demo Fridays.
No.
And an epic... What?
We have another hour.
You're almost there in another hour.
What? All right, we come back. How quickly do we think the Spurs will be a West factor again? The DA show on CBS Sports Radio. The DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Victor Wembanyama goes first overall to the Spurs. Now, here's the real question, Bogues. Best prospect in theory since LeBron. Okay, we've heard the hype train.
Yeah.
The Western Conference is obviously loaded. We know the Warriors now with this Chris Paul thing, still probably at the end of their road. We saw the Kings come along last year. Who knows with Memphis here? How long do you think it takes? Popovich still there, excellent coach. For Wembanyama to really burst on the scene and for the Spurs to be like a playoff team in the West.
I feel like this is a question for our NBA insider, Greg Caserta, really to answer more than you and I. Can you name another Spur, by the way, or one that's technically on the Spurs already?
I actually can't because they got rid of DeJounte Murray before last year.
Right. The one guy I can think of off the top of my head is the dude from Baylor when they won the national title who always has a different hair color. Jeremy, I still don't know how to say his last name. I don't know how to say his last name. He's the one guy I can remember. Probably should know Keldon Johnson. Who knew Doug McDermott was on the Spurs?
I think he just signed there. I think now that you said, I think he just signed or like got there.
So
thought I read that.
The answer is multiple years from now when they're going to be a contender.
Well,
again.
I guess you know if a guy has that much hype and he's that elite. Now he can't make them a championship team on his own,
right?
And I'm not saying he has to do it in his rookie year, right? There's going to be an adjustment just in terms of the game in America. Number one, number two, just figuring it out. But is it so much to ask that the Spurs are in the play-in tournament by year two?
Year two, I think that's fair.
Okay.
To be in the mix for that, like those bottom four spots, I can accept that. Yeah, I think that's feasible.
Okay.
But, you know, I was reading The Athletic did a kind of a, you know, winners, losers, hot take kind of wrap up with multiple writers, and they were asked about, will the Spurs win a title with Wembanyama? And it's a very small list of number one picks that have won a title with the team that picked them number one.
Really?
Yeah, the list is not long. And it might
LeBron technically did, but went back to them.
Right. So I think he's not on the list for that reason.
Because he left and came back as a free agent.
Yes. So
Kyrie.
Kyrie's on the list, and he might be the last one to have done it, if I'm remembering the list correctly. Either way, so it's a tall task, pun unintended, to do this, to win with the team that made you the number one pick. But everybody that was in this little round table said the Spurs will win one because of what you just said, is that he very quickly could be the best player on the planet. And
right,
usually that bodes well for you, that you had to start with a piece like that. And I'm guessing people are going to want to play with him and for Pop in San Antonio.
That's the other part of it, yes.
So it can be on the quicker side, but it's definitely not going to be immediate.
Because that's the part of it. If we're talking about like that elite of prospect, LeBron style, then you're talking about a top two player in the NBA very quickly.
Right.
And in the NBA game, more so than any other sport, when you have that kind of talent on your team very quickly, you should be one of the better teams in basketball. So something to keep an eye on. How quickly do the Spurs get there? When we come back, a little football. Michael Lombardi going to check in from Vizen. I always get that wrong. And we'll do a little Damian Lillard stay in Portland now. Plus your Target demo to end the hour. It's the DA Show with Bogey, with Mraz, with PD, with Carlos with a bad hat. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.